B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mahomes takes the snap. He's just going to throw it long for DeMarcus Robinson. It is going to use up all the time. The game is over. The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54. Final score, Kansas City 31, San Francisco 20. And Chiefs Kingdom, get ready to welcome your champions.
Hey, Zoe.
How you doing?
What's up?
You got a hat on today.
Yeah.
Hat day today.
Travel day.
Travel day.
Travel day.
People don't know. Beetle took the 6 a.m. flight out of Fort Lauderdale this morning.
I did.
We had the over and under. It's like 9:59. You're going to walk. It's pretty.
I got here with plenty of time.
That's amazing.
I rolled in here at 9:30.
I consider you quite lucky.
It's better than Zoe's commute some days.
Had him all the way, Jim.
Which Sunday?
So Beatles commute today from Miami is better than your commute from Rentham some
days. Oh, yeah.
Flight took off at 6, and I was in the door here at 9:30. I even went to the supermarket, got a coffee.
Yep.
I'm in good shape.
That's
here,
good.
Man.
Congratulations to the Chiefs. They earned that. They won it. They took it right from them. They were everything you thought they were in the playoffs, you know, being down 24-0, being down 17-7. There's something there to that, man, to say you've been there and you've done that before. Boy, when he threw that pick, when Mahomes threw that pick, down 10, you're thinking, that's it.
It should have been it.
That should have been it.
That should have been the game.
That should have been it. You got a really, really good regular season head coach, and you have a pretty good regular season quarterback on the other side, and that's why you lost your Super Bowl. That's the biggest thing I take from yesterday. Garoppolo, it was bad for Garoppolo at the end. It was bad because Kyle Shanahan was managing him to the MVP at that point. Jimmy Garoppolo was on pace to be the MVP through about 2.5 quarters. I mean, it was misdirection. It was play fake. It was quick pass.
Yeah, statistically, he looked good on paper. I didn't have a lot of confidence in him.
But why wouldn't you after he makes the throw to Kittle that gets called back off PI? Shanahan's butt cheeks all tensed up, and it went right back to motion a guy into the backfield. Let's go bunch right. Let's motion a guy on jet action to the sideline. Let's take Jimmy on a quick little fake and try and bang a slant.
Man, there's so much of that in their offense.
Cut the kid loose then. Right,
so I'm going to
pay him $30 million. Cut the freaking kid loose.
And they don't trust him. He doesn't trust
him. They don't. He does not trust the kid.
So I'm going to accentuate the positive here on Patrick Mahomes to begin the day. Because I could complain about Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan all day long. And we'll do plenty of
it. We will do that.
But I think it's just appropriate to give Patrick Mahomes his due. Because after that pick.
He didn't play well.
That should have been it. He got another opportunity, and he led his team back.
And it goes to show you how the voting goes in this game, too. Because I thought Damian Williams should have been the MVP. You go for over 100 yards. You get two on the ground in. You catch one. You take it in. That guy should have been the MVP. Three touchdowns. Over 100 yards rushing. Because From the get-go, Mahomes did not play well. He looked uneasy in the pocket. Balls were behind guys. Balls were tipped. He threw some picks. But, man, when it was freaking money time and you're on the mat and they're ready to nail your balls to the wall, this kid came through again. He's unreal. I don't know how long they could sustain this because, and I said it to Fred there in the crossover, they're going to try and get ahead of this and sign this kid long-term. It's not like, hey, let's let this rookie deal ride out. Let's trend. Let's keep him happy. No. You become a Super Bowl champion at 24. You were the MVP a year ago. It's your third year. You become the MVP of the Super Bowl. You got to do something with this kid. He's a $40 million plus player. I don't hear anything about Dak being a 40 plus player. That's a $40 million player right there. That's all.
Right. You don't have to give it to him yet. You don't have to do it now. There's no incentive for the Chiefs to do it
it's
now.
Your first Super Bowl in 50 years.
If you're
going to
pay
do
a guy $40 million, you don't have to do it now. You just do it when the deal is
They're going to be so happy they're going to want to do it, and it's going to hurt their team.
That's stupid.
I know that.
If that's what they want to do, that's stupid.
Do you see stupidity within this league over and over
all the
and
time?
Over again?
Do they save any money by doing it now?
No. No.
You're good. Yes, you will, because it's out of good nature and, you know, good fun. That not good nature, but goodwill. Hey, you're a guy, man. First Super Bowl in 50 years.
Here's the truth about
Let's
this
get
game
ahead of this
and why
now.
I don't necessarily mind that.
You got a great point.
Williams was not the MVP, and Patrick Mahomes was. He got an opportunity after the pick, which wasn't entirely his fault, but he got an opportunity to bring his team back, and he did. And they went on two straight touchdown drives, and he made big boy throws that Jimmy Garoppolo could not make in this game.
Every time Jimmy
That's
felt,
the truth of this game.
Every time Jimmy felt pressure in this game, he could not make the throw. Like, when it's set up, and you get him outside that pocket, let alone get shoulder square, get it to the guy in the flat, good throw.
Tyreek Hill,
I thought Samuels bailed him out. I thought Bourne bailed him
Tyreek
out.
Tyreek Hill on 3rd and 15, which should go down as, you know.
Yeah, we haven't seen that before.
All-time play for the Kansas City Chiefs in the history of their franchise.
Jim, what was the third?
On 3rd and 15.
What was it here at Gillette a couple years or 2 years ago? Wasn't that 3rd and 20? Same damn play. Tyreek Hill. They just drug him from the other side. Tyreek Hill does this all the time.
You know what they call that play?
Just chuck and duck.
Wasp.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wasp.
Ooh. White Anglo.
In fact,
Protestant.
Andy Reid said after the game that this is a part of the lore now of Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid did not call the play. Patrick Mahomes did. He made the case to Andy Reid to call it in that situation, and they did. They let him call the play. And Patrick Mahomes said, we got to run this here, and we're going to convert it. And they did.
Andy Reid grew up in this game.
So, Mr. Play Caller. Buried in his play sheet.
Yeah.
Two head coaches in this game buried in play sheets all night long. All freaking night long.
Seemed like Shanahan was buried in it more, though.
Like, all night, you look down, and I'm looking at these two guys, and they're like this. Right in their face, reading this stupid play sheet. The worst one was Shanahan at the end of the game, when you've got Kansas City on the 5-yard line, and he's already... not even paying attention. He's just assuming they're going to score.
He's not a head coach. He's not a head coach.
What are we going to do on offense?
He's not a head coach.
Get the ball back.
Ooh, not a head
let
coach.
Me just sit here and look at this.
This is your
I don't
problem.
Do anything with the defense.
It's your problem with the pseudo.
3 minutes to play in the Super Bowl.
Pseudo offensive coordinator. This is the problem, people. And the NFL's better learn about it.
Flipping
this is your Sean
pages.
McVay. This is your typical Sean McVay. Like, Shanahan. Daddy's up in his stance. Play caller. And then there's Sal over there. He's jumping on his guys. Who's the head coach?
What do you do this job for? If you get into the final 3 minutes of the Super Bowl, you find yourself trailing because you're in a stupid team. Oh, man, we could do a why the other team was stupid today. Why the 49ers were stupid. What is it that's on that play sheet that you don't already know?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know.
You're in the friggin' Super Bowl. There's 3 minutes to go, and you don't know what's on that sheet?
Hey.
How many games have you played this year?
Hell with the final 5 minutes.
You don't know what's on there?
Hell with the final 5 minutes.
Through?
Your quarterback's almost perfect in the first half, and you have a massive stop. You have 3 timeouts, and your general manager, John Lynch, is in the press box going, timeout, timeout. Why are we taking a timeout? Clock management. And then you start throwing it after you trade all this clock away because you popped off a 17-yard run. Like, that's his mental thought process. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to run on first down, and he even talked about it in the postgame. Boy, if we creased one, if we get a big play on a run, then we're gonna go.
They had 3 timeouts. It was 10-10. The last thing we were gonna do was allow them to get the ball with 3 timeouts, especially with their quarterback and offensive speed.
Scared
to go in there and score before half felt real good.
Yo, did you?
10-10, especially with us starting with the ball.
How'd you fill up 25?
Can I be honest with you?
In the fourth quarter,
his decision to not call a timeout before the punt, I don't hate it.
Why?
I don't hate it because look at what would have and should have happened on that punt. They should have been backed up at their 1-yard line.
Okay.
If the Chiefs didn't drop the ball into the end zone and were able to tip it back instead of tipping it what appeared to be straight into the ground, you're looking at then clock
number 13.
And the ball at your own one.
Number 13 screwed it up. He had it and he mishandled
it. Based on the field position, I don't hate his decision to not call the timeout before the punt. Once you knew it was a touchback and you knew exactly what you were working with, then I say, can you at least try to get 3 here? Try to get 3 before the half.
Yeah.
You don't trust the guy enough to try and drive you, let's say, I don't know, 50 yards right. in a minute? You don't think you can pull that off?
No, you don't. And it's
you
just,
can't try like a 45 yarder at the end of the half? What are we doing here?
I think it's his DNA. I think it's just it's him in totality.
Couple plays here.
He plays afraid. He protects the quarterback too much. He's afraid to cut him loose. I feel bad for Jimmy because this sticks with you, this loss. Yeah, that's a mark on you now. I picked the 49ers on Friday. I don't want the Chiefs to win. I don't want them to start this new dynasty in the AFC. I don't want to go there next year and get your ass kicked. Now we might be there on opening night. We'll get to that.
I don't know why you think that.
What?
Why you think the Chiefs, because they won this game and won the Super Bowl, are now going to be a dynasty? What are you buying into this crap? This is what they're spewing down there already. Hey, you hear them?
They got
you hear
speed.
Them last
yeah,
night?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it's not about one. It's about two,
Mahomes
three,
brought up the Patriots.
Or it's like LeBron James taking over the Kansas City Chiefs. There was a lot of their defensive guys saying this last night. It wasn't Mahomes or anybody like that.
Yeah, the Seahawks thought the same thing before they had to start paying Russell Wilson.
Thank you. But not only that, you're not that far. The Patriots are not that far from the Kansas City Chiefs. They're not that far behind.
You had the ball in your hands last possession. If you had some freaking calls from the refs, you may be there.
This team trailed by 10 points in all three of their playoff wins. Like, what? You think that's going to the next dynasty?
They were down 24-1.
Are you kidding me?
They were down 24-1. Thought that one was over, boy.
Whew. It just proves that they're not that far ahead of the pack. However, they've got the quarterback that appears to be the next guy.
One quarterback took advantage of the opportunity last night, and one quarterback did not. That's a big stage.
Jimmy Garoppolo failed his team last night.
He became his coach.
And his head coach failed his quarterback and his team last night. Those two guys.
You know how they all say Brady
top
and Belichick?
Of the list.
Belichick and Brady, cutthroat. Like, they will cut your throat. They will let you bleed out right there on that deck. You didn't see that last night from San Francisco. San Francisco, you're staring at the clock.
So many opportunities.
Hey, don't tell me 28-3.
Jimmy could have overcome his stupid coach by hitting Emmanuel Sanders.
Hit the post.
All he had to do was get him the ball. The play was there.
You were there in real time.
Oh, my God. It was worse in real life in front of me than it was on the television angle because he was open. And every 49ers fan in the stadium got up out of their seat as soon as they saw him get open. And then Jimmy sailed it 7 yards past him. He just uncorked one. He failed his team. His head coach failed his team. And Kyle Shanahan now has to his name a collapse against the Patriots, a 25-point lead that evaporated, eventually leading to a loss, and a 10-point fourth-quarter lead. Was it in the fourth quarter?
Okay, here it is.
Second half.
Here's the exact stat.
The stat is second half.
In the final 10 minutes of the two Super Bowls where he was the play caller, he got outscored 46-9.
So there've been,
it was 20-10 with 8 minutes left.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the stat is there's four other Super Bowls in which a team trailed by 10 in the second half and then won the game. So there are five games ever in the history of this Super Bowl. There's been 54 of them now. Five times we've had a comeback of 10 points or more. Two of them have been against Shanahan. He owns 40% of them. At some point, you say,
that's so bad.
You know what?
Good offensive coach.
Though. That's really not a coincidence.
No, it's not.
That's a trend. So we got plenty more on that. Plenty more on Garoppolo. Mahomes has been, crowned
Mahomes,
the new best quarterback in the NFL. You can already see that coming.
Some
and
crowning
Andy
him
Reed.
The greatest player in any sport.
Andy Reid finally got his Super Bowl.
Big boy.
That's in there, too. Plus, plenty of Patriots news from over the weekend, too. All of it on the way today on Zolak and Burr.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It was awesome. I'm in there just to be able to celebrate with the guys that worked so hard, to get you to this spot and or to get themselves, the team, to this spot. I mean, and to see how excited they were. These guys were out of their minds. I can't wait till I get with them and, be able to enjoy that part.
boy, did Andy Reid need that one. And good for him. He's got it now.
You know what?
He's a Hall of Famer now. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame.
You know what I do?
That's what last night meant to him.
And you could tell that this is a big game, and it meant a lot to him. And I was watching a ton of coverage. I was down with my dad sitting down there watching him in the Mariucci interview. And Mariucci and some of these players talking about, yeah, we come to the stadium, and his car is still there. You know, 10 o'clock at night, or the next morning, it's in there at 5:30 in the morning. And there's some coaches that just show up and think they're good play callers, but Andy puts a ton of time in. And I thought it was unusual that the Chiefs spent so much time extra at practices last week. Do you know that they had a walkthrough the morning of the game? They actually had a walkthrough on Sunday. Sitting there watching this 12 hours of coverage. We're just sitting there watching all the coverage.
Yeah.
And there's the 49ers. It's Kittle. He's laughing. He's early. Shanahan was there at noon, so he shows up way ahead of the team, which was odd, carrying his coffee everywhere. That guy must have been on coffee for 7 straight days. Guess he's a big coffee drinker. And Reed was they were at the hotel having a walkthrough. You know, like 8 hours before the game. Then they were going to have their team meal at 1:30, and then the buses were going to depart. Keep the day as normal as possible. What the hell are you walking through on Sunday that you couldn't walk through on Saturday?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, at the end of the game, this is how you knew Andy Reid had it figured out. It's a typical Patriot play. You know, you got first down, second down, third down. You're killing clock, and time's running out. You get the fourth down, there's 5 seconds left. Andy Reid, of old, probably would have punted that. You put Mahomes back in the game. Mahomes is already going to sideline. Set him back in. You're going to run a go route. You're going to drop back, and you're going to throw it as high as you can, as far as you can, out of bounds, and we're going to kill the clock. Like, that's ending the clock management part of it for him. Old Andy Reid never used to do that. And it's just, hey, man, you learn. You learn from mistakes. It's win 222 for him. I'm happy for him because I think he's a good coach. He's been around the league a long time. I'm happy he got it better than a guy like McVay or Shanahan who just step right into it and, you know, turnkey. No, those guys are good coaches. You know, that's new league type stuff. There's some innovation and there's offense, and I understand all that. And sometimes you need to adapt to it, but I'm more of an old school, you know, 49er type. Let's run it. And they had control of that game. Boy, did the 49ers have control of that game up 10. They were running it. Even Frank Clark said after the game, they were hitting us at 10 yards a clip. We couldn't stop it.
And then what did they do? What did those idiots do?
And then Mr. Flat Brim Red Hat
started
you know, let me peek at the clock. Oh, we need to get back to our creative self. Let's go bunch, jet motion, play fake, handoff, or Jimmy fake the pass. It's just too much. You went right back to what the Chiefs do at the start of games to get in trouble. But the Chiefs at the start of that game were too much jet motion, too much innovation. Instead of just putting the kid on a little rollout and hitting Kelsey out in the flat. Like, they should just start banging those short stuff early in this game. Chiefs get so much speed. You know, hand it off to these guys. Get it going. Tell you what, that Deebo Samuel can play, boy.
Yes, he can.
He shows up, and he bailed Garoppolo out. One of those balls, I heard Aikman, oh, that's a great throw. No, it wasn't. It was behind him on that slant. Deebo caught it, ducked his head, boom, ran the safety over. Yeah, that's Honey Badger inside there.
Was his name not on Shanahan's play sheet in the second half at
I don't
all?
Know. Must not have been on there.
He was awesome in the first quarter, and then
prepared for
did
that.
Nothing.
Even that Bourne kid, 84, I keep saying, who's 84? Was making plays.
Yes.
You know, trying to improvise. Okay, I see it's zone coverage. I'm running a slant into it. Shoot, I'm going to stop, slide out. And like one of the few times Jimmy could actually sit and look. Oh, he found him. Put it over top the underneath defender. Nice little throw in there.
No, Shanahan could not help himself in that second half. He couldn't. There was about 10 minutes to go. And there was they picked up a first down to Kittle on a second down play.
Yeah.
After running for 6 yards, you've got second and short, and they throw to Kittle on second down. And they picked up the first down. And I remember looking at the clock as soon as that play ended, and there were 10 plus minutes on the clock, and I said, all right, they got a chew clock here. You've got it. You're up 10 minutes to play in this game. Shove the ball down their throat like you've been doing here in the play. Just run the ball. Do what you did against Green Bay. They do. They ran it, and they only picked up a yard on first down. And it was like it scared them, like they weren't going to be able to do. Oh, we got stopped. We got stopped for only a gain of 1. start throwing again. Right away, they started throwing again. They had an incompletion on second down. Then they had that false start that turned third and nine into third and 14. Like, stupid penalty there. And then they're in third and 14. And it was, you know, a broken play, pressure. Jimmy's running away.
Hey, great job by Jones, too, realizing he couldn't get there and then elevating and trying to anticipate, knock the ball down. It's a good job by the Chiefs on the pass rush. You know,
but
that
you're
is?
Talking about a drive with they took over with 12 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah.
They're up 10. Kill clock here. Let's go. Start killing the clock. This is what you apparently wanted to do here. You wanted to play afraid.
Yeah.
So kill the damn clock. They held the ball for 2 minutes.
Did you notice that front? You notice coaching that front for the Chiefs. That's Brendan Daly. That's like the old John Simon edge guy. Gee, if I can't get there, jump and tip it.
They held the ball for 2 minutes, and I think there were six plays in there. It's unacceptable. Plus, of course, I'm not even counting the punt.
Not with those backs. Not with those backs. Those backs were running hard.
What are you doing?
You blew it. You had a 10-point lead.
Mr. Play caller.
Mahomes forces the ball, gets the pick. You're up 10 with the ball. Late fourth quarter. And you blew it.
And then what happens immediately after that? Quick scoring drive. 10 plays, 83 yards, 2 minutes and 40 seconds. And there it is. That's what we warned everybody about, right? Like, oh, the one thing about Kansas City, they can when they score, they can do it quick.
We said it so many times last week.
We've been saying it for a month.
I said it last night, sitting there watching the game. I said, here's the thing. You flip these scores, it's probably over. This isn't over. Get up, walk away, come back to the couch, and two touchdowns.
I thought it was over.
That's what this they hadn't really shown it yet, but man. It was that third and 15. They're like, oh, there we go.
See, but
and then on the next drive.
Now, here we go.
And the next drive, they gained, I think they picked up 5 on first down, right?
Yes.
And then they went back.
See, the reason I didn't think it was.
And you're looking at it going, at least get yourself into a third and short here.
Right.
Like, really short.
But the reason I thought it wasn't over.
No. Why would you do that and kill another 40 seconds?
Mahomes was sloppy all night. Most of the night. Not the fourth quarter, but most of the night, Mahomes was sloppy. He doesn't turn the ball over. But when he's giving you picks and that, you know, you're running the ball, you're in control of that game, he's starting to panic, forces that one in the middle, you get that pick up, and you're up 10, middle of the fourth quarter, and you're like, this one's over, because this is not Mahomes. It just didn't feel like that was Mahomes.
Do you know what
night. The
win probability was when it was 20-10 in the fourth quarter?
What, with 6:14 left or whatever it was?
Before the third and 15 play, you mean?
Right. I don't know, was it exactly right before that play? But I know that it was at 94% in the fourth quarter.
Oh.
And I don't know how they fully compute all of those numbers. But when I hear something like that, I do enjoy it. Mm-hmm. There was a 94% chance that San Francisco is going to win the game.
Yeah, you're up.
And they
you're up
blew
10.
It. Blew it.
Midway through the fourth.
You blew it.
Yeah, so those two drives for San Francisco were 5 plays, 17 yards, and they held the ball 3 minutes, and then it was 3 plays, 5 yards, 1 minute, 3 seconds. Back-to-back drives, each of which were followed by a Kansas City touchdown. The Kansas City touchdown drives, 2 minutes and 40 seconds, 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah, I went back and looked at that stuff Bert told us about at the end of the week.
A lot of action in a short amount of time.
Do you know how close that team was to being undefeated, that San Francisco team? Because I'm thinking, okay, they're kind of a paper Super Bowl opponent. It's not really their year. And Bert's like, they're very close to being undefeated.
Yeah.
And you know, we didn't give them enough credit. I don't think we gave them enough credit being in a game. I didn't think they'd get there. I really didn't.
Yeah, they also had a bunch of games that were like 7 by one score or less.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
as much
still,
as you can say, oh, if only this had happened, they'd be undefeated. Yeah, and if things had gone differently in...
Yeah, I remember that, because that's why I felt that way.
You know, six other games.
I'm not stupid. I could see they got 13 wins, 14 wins. Yeah, okay, yeah. Number one seed, all right, yeah.
Their defense didn't live up to the hype. And you know who else did not live up to the hype?
Richard Sherman. He got smoked on that, the Damian Williams touchdown, and then, oh, the throw to Watkins. There's that Sammy Watkins.
As soon as they got Watkins one-on-one on Sherman, they went after it. As soon as it happened, they went for it.
So Watkins broke their postseason receiving record, which doesn't feel like, you know, he did that.
Well, they haven't played a lot of games.
That goes to show you. Yeah, they haven't played a ton. Yeah.
They don't have the same,
That's true. It's true.
That's the difference. Next year, that's DeMarcus Robinson or somebody else. That's not Sammy Watkins because they probably get rid of Sammy Watkins.
$22 million. Yep.
I mean, anybody should probably consider moving on from Sammy Watkins at $22 million. Any smart team probably doesn't want to pay Sammy Watkins $22 million.
But the reason they have the ability to come back like that is because they have a guy like Sammy Watkins on the field.
Yes.
Yes.
Along with the other guys they have.
Yes, because like, okay, he's a good player.
In fact, Sammy, when you get cut down there, we're open for business here in New England, my friend.
Come on over. Revival.
As a two or a three, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, he's not the one, but he's good.
I take Billy
I
Watkins.
Like him.
He said he might take next year off.
He did?
Yeah.
What?
When did he say that?
If they win this last week, if they win the Super Bowl, he might just take a year off.
Oh
that's nice. So 22 on a cap.
He always
had
some motivational problems, hasn't he?
He was on a post-game set last night talking about, what I love about this place is they talked about they're going to revive my career, and Andy Reid did that. Like, did he?
He had to do it for you?
Really?
A guy that needed his career revived signed a $16 million a year contract?
All the money you made.
That's Andy Reid
Buffalo,
for you.
All the money the Rams gave you.
That's the Chiefs.
And then Big Red's got to revive? No. No, it's play calling and a quarterback helped revive your career.
Patriots news over the weekend. Plenty to talk about as it relates to Tom Brady. We'll organize those reports for you and tell you exactly what they were. In case you missed any of it, there was a flurry of information. We'll tell you next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
The Las Vegas Raiders are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he hits the free agent market. Now, whether they can get him to come to Las Vegas is another issue. There'll be a lot of discussions that take place before then, and clearly Robert Kraft will make a push, even though the Patriots and Tom Brady have not discussed numbers yet, and the Patriots are limited to a certain extent about what they could do financially. But if Tom Brady wants weapons, they've got him in Las Vegas. They've got the tackle, offensive tackle, Trent Brown, who protected him in New England. They've got a running back in Josh Jacobs. They've got a tight end in Darren Waller. They've got a slot receiver in Hunter Renfrow. And I am told that the Raiders are prepared to pursue him. And the general manager, Mike Mack, has said that basically in the past, we'll look to upgrade every position, no matter what it is, even the quarterback. They cannot acknowledge Tom Brady. They wouldn't say anything about Tom Brady. But I'm told that they are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he becomes a free agent.
Wow, lot to unpack in that Schefter report.
I have a question.
Who's the GM there in Vegas?
McKinkin?
Mike Mank?
McKinkin?
Who?
Micklesnapper?
Who?
McConkey? Hey, by the way.
And the general manager, Mike Mank, has said that...
Mike Mank.
Manka, like Sanka.
Mike Manka. Put the money in the bank of Mike Manka.
It used to be Mike Mayock.
And the general manager, Mike Mank, has...
But now they got Mike Mankus. Working there.
Put the money in the bank. Yeah, I thought it was Mike Mayock.
Mankus.
Yeah.
Mayock used to be the guy. Now it appears to be a guy by the name of Mankus.
Yeah, guy's got Manka, good hips.
Or Mank.
Drives
one of the through. One of the three there. Take your pick.
First round arm talent.
Can we go over the weapons again?
The weapons.
Keyword is weapons.
Weapons.
If Tom Brady wants weapons, they've got him in Las Vegas. They've got the... Tackle, offensive tackle, Trent Brown.
Wait, not a tackle.
We're counting right. Left tackles as weapons now?
From what I've been told. And good for Trent Brown to get the money.
This report is so dumb.
But if you're Tom Brady and you're on that sideline and you see Scar handed Trent Brown his ass every series and trying to get his ass going, do you really consider him a weapon? Now,
no,
he protected your backside pretty damn good.
No, I don't.
Hey.
Protected him. In New England, they've got a running back in Josh Jacobs. They've got a tight end in Darren Waller. They've got a slot receiver in Hunter Renfrow.
All right, Josh Jacobs is pretty good.
How do you not win Rookie of the Year?
Josh Jacobs is a damn good player. But he's a running back. Like,
Brady's old. You got to run the ball,
right? You think Brady gives a crap about a running back? I don't think Brady cares about running backs.
I think Brady wants to throw it.
I think he likes like James White because he can throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Right. That's the type of running back he cares about.
Give me James
Rex
White.
Rex Burkhead.
Yeah. Give me Burkhead and White.
That guy would take,
throw them.
He would take Rex throw Burkhead over Brandon over Jacobs.
And the general manager, Mike Mankis.
Mankis. Who else does Mankis have there for weapons?
Is that Logan? Is he related to Logan Mankis?
Hunter Renfro. He's an upgrade from Edelman, right?
Stop it.
Hunter Renfro. That okay? Yeah, I mean he plays football in the National Football League, and he plays wide receiver. I don't know that that necessarily qualifies him as weapons grade.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is the Snake's number retired, Ken Stabler?
I don't know. Yeah, you know I mean,
because like Brady, would you unretire it for Brady to wear 12 there? Yeah, that's an issue. But you wear 10 again because I wear 10 in college. Yeah. Number Ray Guy wear? 8, right?
Darren Waller? That's a legit guy. That's something
8 plus 10 kind of guy.
I got a better idea. Let's have the Patriots trade for Waller and not let Brady sign there.
Thank you.
I'd do that.
Yes. Let's weapon up.
Yeah. I mean, of all the guys he named there, I think the one enticing guy there is Darren Waller. Like Darren Waller, okay. That works. That's a good thing. Him. We need a tight end. You know, Brady needs a tight end to be his best. Yeah. And Waller certainly qualifies. Well,
Charlie Weiss told us last week.
So, okay, there's one. Other than the tight end, why would Brady go to Vegas?
Tackle, offensive tackle, Trent Brown.
No, don't see that being the reason.
It's probably not.
Is
that huge.
Summit? Like, that nice
and
place?
And the general manager, Mike Mankis.
You get that place.
Like football reasons, why do you go to Vegas?
Well, I mean, we're past
I mean,
the
you can make
reasons,
the personal
right?
reasons. Money. You don't mind the market for living there, but football reasons. What are the football reasons to go there? And we could do this with every team out there.
If they could give you the extra year.
It's so that's not a football reason.
But you're on a team and it's money. That's a football reason.
No,
maybe
no.
Maybe she
no.
could have run more barefoot on earth.
No. Like they, no, they also not a football
no.
reason.
Not they said that. Football. Summit place, you right. can run around barefoot.
So that's only part of it because the Chargers, I mean, we've talked about the Raiders already.
You read it, Dummy.
Here come the Chargers again. Here come the Chargers in another report. This one in a dual report that we will focus more on the Patriots part, but Mike Garafolo has the Chargers in there as a potential landing spot as well. In Rappaport, Mike Garafolo, NFL Network.
One of the biggest stories of this offseason, no doubt, and one of the biggest questions we have been asked walking around here in Miami, where is Tom Brady going to play in the 2020 season? And, of course, he has options. My understanding, Mike, that going back to New England is a legitimate and real option for Brady, obviously, and they are willing to make it worth his while. I'm told they are willing to pay him in excess of $30 million if that, in fact, is what it's going to take to bring Brady back. Would bring him in line with much more of the salaries of the elite quarterbacks for the first time in his career. We'll see if that's enough, because from what I understand, he wants a commitment from them that they will spend specifically on weapons for this office, something they tried to do last year with Antonio Brown, did not work.
Weapons.
But let's say that Brady does entertain other options. From what I understand, the Los Angeles Chargers have emerged as a legitimate option for Brady. They're going to be among the teams attempting to make a push for him, and they have everything that he would want, which is a team ready to win right away, and adding him would help. Certainly the Titans potentially be in the mix.
Titans in the mix. Chargers is in the mix as well. We've heard these team names. There's not much new there, but that information about what the Patriots are willing to do, that is entirely new. Brady even had a comment last night about his level of communication with the Patriots right now. We'll get to all of this coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Patriots are willing to pay in excess of $30 million a year to Tom Brady.
I almost fell on my ass when I heard this live. I heard Rap Sheet do it live. He didn't even tweet it out first. Normally, like, pops that up. Hey, I got a Brady take coming.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, also with a report in addition to that Adam Schefter report. He says, my understanding is the Patriots will extend themselves financially to get Brady back in the fold. And he doesn't have a specific number, but he's hearing that they will extend themselves financially. Ian Rappaport said, as you heard, in excess of $30 million in his report. And so
that would certainly be
a raise from $23 million of a year ago.
It
also carries the cap hit of
$6.5 million
once we assume it's split up over multiple years.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a one-year deal.
That would be my question.
This is what they're doing.
Does this north of 30 include that cap hit?
Oh, that's a good question.
Okay.
So,
you're already starting at ground zero. Because, okay, if Tom means it as extending, meaning give a raise.
Right. Well,
you're already in at 23.
I just take it at face value and say, well, if you're going to pay someone more than $30 million, you should do that in real money, not make pretend.
But if they're going to say, but if they're going to say, hey, we offered it 25, but we got that 6.5.
Oh, you know,
we're at 32.
Guess what?
We offered him 32 and he walked.
Guess what? That wouldn't have been the case
if
he didn't require the boosts and the raises over the last couple of years. Okay, so come on. That's not a valid excuse. But let's take it at face value. They want to pay him $30 million. They're willing to pay him $30 million a year.
Face value from which side? Which side's leaking this information?
I don't know. What does that matter? I'm just saying take it at value.
It matters if it's Brady's side leaking the information versus the team leaking the information.
Why does it matter?
Because is Brady using this to get other teams to pony up?
All right, for the sake of the conversation, we're saying let's assume it's true.
Playing it all like a fiddle.
They want to pay $30 million a year. That this is factual and this is real life.
So then you're at 36.
And again, with all reporting, all right, we don't know if it is.
So right? You're at 36 in.
Team wants to pay him 36 on the cap, not 36 in real money.
Thank you.
$30 million.
That's what people.
What are you going to do that bidding for them already? Like we're going to count the 6.5 for Tom Brady on the cap hit? What are you going to pay him?
Money doesn't go away.
Dang it. When you're trying to explain it to him, yes, but what am I going to get paid? What is my paycheck going to look like?
If that's really going to come into play, he's going to walk right out the door.
Yeah.
And say, what? The dead cap money from the last thing? No.
He said, yeah, I've helped you out on these things.
I've been helping you for two decades.
But see, Jim has the problem because he's already gotten the money. Right, Jim?
No, okay. I just had a problem with people saying he was grossly underpaid when, you know what, it's $13 million of what he's been paid hasn't even been accounted for yet. And everyone conveniently looks at the salary number for what he's gotten paid and eliminates the bonus number.
So, assuming it is true and that they're going to pay $30 million in real money, which, again, would mean over $35, $36 million in your cap dollars. You know, that would mean goodbye defensive players left and right. Get ready for that. But if that were to happen and they go to the table and they say, yeah, we'll give you $30 million a year, what more does Tom Brady need to say, well, I'm not going anywhere. Thank you very much. That's fair, and I'm going to stay.
Well, that's where we get into it.
What more does he need?
He wants to feel loved.
Loved.
He weren't being thrown around as weapons.
He wants to feel loved. He wants to feel the love.
Weapons is a Brady term.
And he wants weapons.
Weapons is a Brady term. That's weapon. You notice how Schefter mentioned weapons.
Are we really at the point in Mike Florio, the way Mike Florio describes it? He goes a little over the top.
This is something else.
Well, it's not a report. It's how he describes it. It's how he has interpreted the other reports that are out there. As he says, Tom Brady's tenure in New England will hinge on Bill Belichick. That, as he says, assume that the report is true. Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, they want to give Tom Brady $30 million a year. They're willing to do that. He says, ultimately, Bill Belichick has to want Kraft to write that check. Because Belichick needs to make it clear to Brady that Belichick values the quarterback's contributions and wants him to stay with the team. Right? That it's not just the money for Brady. It's more than that. This is how Florio interprets it. In other words, Belichick needs to drop to a knee and profess his love for Brady. If Belichick does that, Brady becomes far more likely to stay. If Belichick doesn't, Brady becomes far more likely to leave.
I find that ridiculous. I think Tom and Bill have they've buried whatever hatchet there was to bury over a year ago.
But can you imagine if that's true?
No.
Which I can't fathom that it is.
That's like,
if they come to the table and say, Tom, what do you say? Let's get a deal done, $30 million. Is that good?
This is like the report where Belichick wants Josh McDaniels to come back and say, I will show you the world. I will open your eyes to everything. No, I don't know. I didn't believe that.
And Tom Brady then says to Bill Belichick, no, I'm going to need the $30 million and you to kiss my ass. Like, that is not going to work.
And weapons.
And weapons.
Weapons is the key.
And weapons, Ace.
I think money's one, weapons is two.
And I don't know what goes through Tom Brady's head, but if
kissing up to Tom Brady has to be in there too.
If you look back, going to the point where we all believe that it would have been Belichick's wish to stick with Jimmy Garoppolo and develop him and move on from Brady in some way, shape, or
form. About that after last night.
Right, right. And whether or not that, you know, he still feels that way. But if you
can't coach making the throws, though.
If you accept that he wanted Garoppolo for the last 3 years,
yeah.
Like, if you're Brady, you're like, okay, he didn't really want me here, and what did that lead to? A couple more Super Bowl trips and a win. I mean, it may not be the most loving atmosphere, but that type of relationship works. Once again, is it the perfect relationship? Personally, maybe not, but professionally? That's what works. That's what has worked for this team. And like Florio writes, ultimately, Belichick needs to make it clear to Brady that Belichick values the quarterback's contributions and wants him to stay with the team.
Well, how does
he do that? What he ultimately needs?
How does Bill need to do that?
You think a 42-year-old man?
How does that happen?
43-year-old man needs
Tom,
his ass kissed.
I appreciate you.
You didn't have that. So presumably, you didn't have that before. How did it work out for the team? Pretty damn well. So what do you need that for? What?
And by the way, Bill doesn't have that with anybody.
Right.
Who does he have that with?
Bill.
Players after they retire.
How many times does Bill need
to say? When Bruschi retires, he stands up there and he calls him the perfect player.
Right.
Best Did everything
Patriot,
right
Patriot,
ever.
Right. He wasn't
Patriot.
Saying
right?
that when he played.
No.
No, you put him in a room, right? You put him in a dark room with a big screen, and you put on the little point in the NFL 100 greatest
Thank you.
Of Belichick talking about Brady.
Thank you.
That's it. That's what he wants. He's already done it. He's done it on television.
He's done
play
it.
That for him.
Every
put
time
him in
does,
room,
I would not
play and leave the room.
I wouldn't want another quarterback
that,
than Tom
you know?
Brady. He said it 55 million times.
Email it to him so he has it on his phone. He can pull it up anytime he wants.
Wasn't Brady there when he did it?
Yes. Bill saying nice things about him.
He's looking right at him like this is what he is. Why
this
he
can't
and
be
Peyton
real.
Are what they are.
This cannot be
no,
real.
This is ridiculous.
That Brady needs his $30 million and Bill to suck up to him and make him feel appreciated. This can't be real. I think that someone in the process of reporting this story has confused, you could show appreciation by putting players around me, and you show appreciation by saying nice things to me. I just can't imagine that this is going to be needed, especially if $30 million is on the table. If that's true, then good on ownership for feeling that way.
Or call a team meeting and do it in front of the whole team and embarrass them. That's what he really wants.
Yeah, 617 what? What are you talking about, Nier?
He wants it. He wants it in private. He wants Jim Gray to be there. He wants to have a real special moment. Maybe Stedman and Oprah could come.
You didn't see the like top 100 thing at some of the pan chats.
And I'll go to Mastro Steakhouse and sit down, and Bill will tell Tom how much he loves him.
Jim's got his hands in front of him like this, cross in front of him.
Tom.
And he's behind all of them, just lurking over their shoulders with this like bleep-eating grin on his face. So Jim Gray is down at Silent Man. Look at all these guys. I could interview all of them.
I got two pieces of information for you.
Ooh.
Number one. We will give away Bruins tickets at 11:50.
Hockey.
Right here on Zolak and Bertrand. For your football season hangover, we've got the cure. Bruins hockey. We're giving away tickets at 11:50. Also, a tidbit of information from yesterday about a player the Patriots may be in pursuit of. I'll tell you about that coming up in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.